I wanted to talk up at the top here a little bit about WandaVision.
Oh, okay. I haven't watched yesterday's episode.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Okay, then we can't.
Fuck!
We can't, because it's a huge reveal.
Okay, all right. Well, we can talk about it next week.
We can talk about it next week.
It's not like it goes bad. And people, it just came out. So some people would be like, I don't want to hear any spoilers.
Well, I was going to do a big spoiler warning before I said anything.
Am I going to really enjoy it?
I don't know, because you might not know who this character is, because it's a character from the comics, and I don't know if the character was ever in the Avengers movies.
Is it Mephisto?
No.
Okay.
So, but it was exciting for me when this character was revealed, and it made me remember all this other stuff that I wanted to talk to you about the character and how it ties to other television shows that I also love.
Okay.
So
that'll be fun.
Once you watch it, we'll talk about
it. Okay, yeah. We'll
and
do that next week.
It made me realize how much I miss having a TV podcast, so I need to get Natalie to start recording with me again.
There you go.
She lives close by now.
Exactly.
It should be easier.
That would be perfect.
I know.
You guys, oh my gosh, that would be amazing. And then if she likes this kind of stuff, you can talk about, like, the whole shows and its, you know, not just like you could talk about WandaVision if
the
she
Marvel
likes all
TV
of that.
Universe.
Yeah, that would be so cool. Mm-hmm. Jessica Jones.
I was going to say, too. Well, no, I don't want to ruin it. Never mind.
Okay. All right.
I'll wait till you watch it, and then we'll talk about how it extends to another property as well.
Oh,
that's
my
not
God.
Marvel related, but is definitely inspired by the Marvel character. A different comic book universe television.
Holy
franchise.
Shit.
Okay, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it after you watch.
That's a lot. Okay, yeah. I'm probably going to watch it tonight. I have to wait for Greg because he'll get mad at me if I watch it without him. I was going to watch it last night because he was playing video games, but then I fell asleep and I was like, I'm not going to watch it without him. And then I was going to watch it today and I was like, I'm not going to watch it without him.
I understand.
I feel bad, so.
Yeah, we just watched it last night.
Okay.
It was good. It was really good.
I'm
but
excited.
Again, it felt like it was over too quickly.
Of course.
It was
always like it's over too quickly.
Because it ends with this big reveal, and then they do this, like, weird song.
And you're like, wait, what?
And then it's just over, and it's like, what?
I heard
what?
That
that's it?
Did I tell you that the last three episodes I heard were going to be, like, an hour long?
Yeah.
I'm surprised that they're not already making an hour-long episodes. Like, that's just strange to me. I feel
know.
Like that's, like, a good, especially for a streaming service.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like it's a television show where you have to fit it in a certain time slot.
Right.
Like, that
like
is
too far away from you.
Oh, it's fine. Like, that is its own time. So,
I know.
You know, it doesn't have to fit into a time slot like regular television. So make them 2 hours.
But
I don't care.
It might just be because of the content that they
True.
Have.
And, and they're trying to break it up.
Yeah.
To elongate. I get that.
Yeah. Wow. I love Kat Dennings so
I do
much.
Too.
She's
I
so
have the
cute.
Biggest crush on
I
her.
I always have.
Yeah. I can't remember what the first thing I ever saw her. I think it was Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist.
I was
going to
say, probably
Playlist.
Nick and Nora, yeah.
And then when she was on Two Broke Girls, I watched that just because I love her.
I only ever watched it because I liked her, but I didn't like the show enough to really keep up with it. It was good.
I did keep up with it.
Yeah.
After a while, you kind of get into the storyline.
Yeah.
So you like really,
but I definitely
I just love
like
her
it,
so much.
I know, me too.
She's so
I
beautiful.
I just like to watch her.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's like, oh,
actually,
she's funny. She's like naturally beautiful. Like, she's just like, oh.
I don't think that Nick and Nora was the first thing that I saw her in. I think it was Charlie Bartlett.
Oh my God, I forgot that she was in that.
Mm-hmm. I think that was the first thing I ever saw with her.
So maybe that
And that's
was
when
too.
I was like, I love her. And she was like a drama nerd. And
yeah.
I just felt like she has dark hair, light skin.
She always plays
She's a drama nerd. She's me.
Too. Exactly.
And she's like has like a real body
yes.
and stuff. Especially now that she's older too. Yeah. Like she just like looks like a real woman.
Exactly.
You know?
She's so perfect.
I love her.
Oh,
anyway.
I love her too.
The whole cast of WandaVision is amazing.
Oh like, yeah, I agree.
So awesome.
I'm just still thrilled about, I mean, I could talk about this now because I'm sure people have watched it. If you haven't by now, well, it's not my fault. But, like, I am thrilled about Evan Peters. Like,
me too.
I have not
He wasn't
seen...
really in this episode, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Damn. I hope he comes back,
I'm sure he will. They wouldn't just reveal that and then not have him
okay.
come back.
Just because, like, I haven't seen him in television in a while.
I know.
Like,
and he
the
looks
last...
the same. Like, he hasn't aged at all.
I know. And I was just saying to Greg yesterday, when I re-dyed my roots, I was just saying that I reminded myself of the last time he was on American Horror Story,
oh,
which was as
yeah.
Ty.
Uh-huh.
Wait, I think that was the last time.
Yeah, when he was in...
Yeah, when he was the
what
cult.
What was the season?
Was the
cult, yeah.
Yeah, and he was the cult leader.
And he had the blue hair.
His hair was black at the roots and then came down to blue.
I didn't like that season that much.
I didn't enjoy the season, but, like, I love him and
I
love him as an actor. And I
Me
just,
too.
Like, I'm so sad that I haven't seen him in anything
First time
for a
I ever
while.
Saw Evan Peters... was in the movie Sleepover.
Yep.
As SpongeBob.
Yep. I love that movie. Me too. Man. My dad was like, oh, I never heard of that movie. I'm like, yeah, you would have never heard of that movie. That's just like a teen girl movie.
It was so good. But Steve Carell was in it. Like, it was, and Jeff Garlin. Like, it is.
It is a bit, like, you don't realize when you go look at it.
And Jane Lynch.
Yeah, when you go watch it again, you're like, oh, wow, there's a lot of big names in this movie.
Yeah.
But it just wasn't one of those big popular movies that people, like, talk about and stuff like that. But I always forget that Evan Peters was in Kick-Ass. That,
I know.
That threw me.
I thought you
threw
did.
Threw me through a loop.
I thought you did. I was surprised when I saw your Instagram story because I thought when you mentioned the thing about Kick-Ass to me before I had seen it, I thought that you said that because of Evan Peters.
I know. I was saying it because of Aaron Johnson.
And I knew he was in it too, but I thought like that
was
more.
So I was like, oh, they're playing on like, oh, this isn't really Aaron Johnson Quicksilver. This is a different one, but like, let's just say Kick-Ass because Aaron Johnson was in Kick-Ass. But then I saw that They were both in Kick-Ass,
and they've both played Quicksilver.
And my mind was just like,
I know.
It went like that because that's just
there's so much like so meta clever. Stuff like that in WandaVision.
I love that kind of stuff. I know. I love when like they break the fourth wall.
Yeah,
I love that kind of stuff.
Me too.
And like when they started out last week's episode, like Malcolm in the Middle, and like the sons were talking to the camera and stuff like that. I thought that was so cool.
This episode.
Is it like, I saw a clip, it's like Modern Family, right?
And The Office.
Oh,
the theme song that they do is The Office theme song.
It is.
But then, yeah, it's a lot of like Modern Family too, but that like straight to camera thing works on both levels, so they play up both of them.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's fun.
It's really good.
I'm sad, like, because now it seems like if they're going to like that Modern Family / Office type of TV, I feel like now that they're like caught up on the eras of television, so I'm like, where now, are they gonna go?
Well, now they're gonna go to the real story.
Okay.
Because that whole thing was just kind of like
ease into what's going on.
Yeah, it was just playing into the like fakeness of the universe, and like that part was really fun. But shit hits the fan in this episode.
Oh,
now we kind of have a better understanding of what's really going on.
If Greg is watching, I may have to watch WandaVision
without him.
I could watch it again. I don't fucking care. Ooh, I don't really care. I'll watch it again. Like, obviously, I'll watch the show, like, 3 times over because it's just that good.
Yeah, totally.
So I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Anyway.
Yeah, my Starbucks order.
Oh, yummy.
I needed coffee so bad today. I'm not usually a person that's like, I need coffee. But today, I was just.
Yeah.
Woo.
That's me, like, as soon as I wake up, before I've even opened my eyes. Coffee.
I'm not a daily coffee drinker. I usually get it on the weekends, but
more as a treat.
Yeah, but I woke up this morning and I was like,
yeah.
Like I felt like I was seeing double because of my head hurt. I was tired, but I slept way too much, so I think that's why my head hurt.
I woke up at like almost 11 today.
Really?
Yeah, see, that never happens.
I think I went to bed around 10:30, 11 o'clock, and then I woke up and it was like 9 o'clock. Like officially woke up. Like I woke up a few times, but then went back to sleep. But, like, I officially woke up around 9, and I was just like, what the hell? I almost slept for 12 hours. Like,
wow.
Oh, that's too much sleep. I shouldn't have that much sleep.
Yeah, but sometimes...
It's not healthy.
Sometimes it's necessary because of how little sleep
you get
normally. So once in a while, you need that day where you just sleep way too much.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. I agree.
That's why weekends need to be more days long, because, like,
You
get that Saturday to oversleep, and then Sunday you can get back a little bit back to normal, and then you just need one more night to really solidify it.
I agree. Or like, say, how about instead of doing it, like, Saturday, Sunday, and, like, Monday is still the weekend, I would say Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, yeah, either way, yeah.
I personally think that, like, work weeks should only be 4 days long.
Absolutely, they should.
I don't think people get that much more done in an extra day, to be
honest.
No,
especially because Friday's always, like, a bullshit... I mean, not a bullshit day. I always end up doing a lot of work.
But
Friday's always the day where you start to feel checked out by the end of the day anyway. So
exactly.
Like,
you're like, I'm so over this. The weekend is here.
Exactly.
Yeah, I feel you. Because, like, everyone, they have that, like, I've never participated in this because I can't. The way my brain works as a working person, Monday through Friday, I can't go out on a Thursday night and then have, like,
and then go to work
the next
on Friday.
But, like, if you had Friday as your day off, Thursday night would make sense. Like, yeah. Thirsty Thursday, as they call it. That would make sense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I could never go out Thursday night and then go into work for another 8 hours.
And I just feel like after 4 days of work, like, you don't yet feel that burnt out. Like, it depends on the week and how much work you have.
You should have an equal, like, as close to possibly equal amount of time spent free as you are working.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's a 7-day week, you can't have it obviously split in half where it's like, you know, 4 and 4. So 3 days off and 4 days
on. And then once in a while you get like an extended weekend for a holiday or whatever. Yeah, so exactly. Then you have 4 days off, 3 days on.
Exactly. I think that is just the sweet spot.
I agree. And work days should only be 5 hours long.
Yeah.
Instead of 8.
Yeah. I don't think that, I was thinking about that the other day and I'm like, you really, like, yes, you are working for 8 hours and you're still doing things in those 8 hours, but you start to lose steam
after about
4 hours.
I don't want to say I'm a morning person because I do have a hard time getting up in the morning, but I get way more work done before noon than mm-hmm. I do afternoon.
Yeah.
So, like, if I just worked from, like, 9 to, like, I can't do math.
9, 10, 11, like 12, 1. That's 4 hours, yeah.
Yeah, to, like, 1 or 2.
Yeah.
That I feel like I would get a lot more done. And I already only get a lot more done during that time than I do, like, between 2 and 5.
Exactly.
So I feel like if I just had that as my work day, I would get more done in general because I'd just be less, like, exhausted.
Yeah.
And I'd have more me time after to, like, refresh.
Thing. That is my biggest thing is, like, people don't have time to be themselves outside of work.
Yeah.
With a 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, 40-hour a week, like, you really don't have a lot of time to just be yourself and do what you like to do outside of work.
Yeah.
Because there's so many things that you have to fit into those hours that you're not at work.
Exactly.
And it's just like, I think it's a miserable existence.
I agree. Which is why I need to win the lottery so I don't have to have a job anymore at all.
Yeah. I mean, I always am a big proponent for, like, if I have to work, I want to be doing something that I actually enjoy.
Me too.
But, like, not always easy getting a job in what you enjoy. So.
But we're young. We have time. We'll figure it out.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes.
And we still get to do this in our free time, which is fun.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we could kind of get into the topic of this week. Because
I'm really excited to talk about this.
So mm-hmm. If you follow us on Instagram, I posted a picture, you know, reminding everyone of the stream and when we're going to be streaming.
Yeah.
But the picture actually pertains to our topic today.
It does.
So the topic we are going to be discussing is megalophobia. Specifically, for me specifically, it's in like the theme park realm. I don't know. Okay.
Me too.
So generally.
There's a couple. Well, one of them is still theme park related. There is one that I'm going to talk about that's not theme park related.
Okay, that's
but
fine.
But it's still like kind of vacation themed.
Mine too.
I have two.
Maybe we're going to talk about the same one because mine's not around the
theme
park. I don't
think so because I don't think you've ever been there.
Okay, cool. Because mine all pretty much take place in the theme park and except for one. One is not at a theme park. It's out in the world.
I have two that are out in the world. I just remembered one that I put on here.
I guess I could have two out in the world, too, because it pertains to the picture.
Okay, well, we'll talk about
okay,
it.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
I know what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, yeah, okay. But
that's still, like, it's not just, like, a statue that's, like, in a random place. That's still, like, a place you go to.
Correct, yeah. To, like, yeah, it's, like, it's like a art theme park.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah. But, I guess, do you have the definition for megalophobia?
I don't.
Okay, because I had it pulled up and I wasn't sure if you had it like written down or anything.
No, I was just going to say it in my own words.
Then you go ahead and do that because I don't really need to cite sources for this. This is not a cite sources type of episode.
So essentially megalophobia is like the fear of large
things.
Yeah.
And for me,
especially like statues and like man-made large objects.
Exactly. Like, it's kind of similar to our submechanophobia episode where, like, I'm not going to be like, yes, I 100% have, like, megalophobia. I have it in certain instances.
I think I have megalophilia.
What is that?
I don't know if that's a real thing, but they excite me and make me happy. Like,
oh,
I'm
really?
Not scared of them at all. I'm,
see,
like, in
I get,
awe
remember,
of them.
Remember those butt tingles that I told you about with submechanophobia? I get that. And I'm just
it
like...
Gives me, it gives me butt tingles, but, like, in a positive way. Like,
that's
I see
great.
These things and I'm like, oh, wow.
I mean, I'm definitely... Okay, so mine all all of mine are experiences that are quick.
Mm-hmm.
That I've seen them or dealt with them. And they're all threatening experiences. So I can never be like, wow, okay. kind of thing. Except for the one instant or two, I guess.
Okay.
But in my brain, just like with submechanophobia, in my brain, I put myself into the shoes of if these things were, animatronics aside, if these things were real, they start moving and grab you or hit you or do something. Like, mine get, like, I get it. It's so stupid.
No, it's not.
It's like, it's a statue, but in my brain, I'm like freaking out because I'm like, oh my God. What if it
comes to life?
Exactly.
Yeah, and some of them do move because some of them are animatronic.
Exactly, and that's a lot on my list. But the ones that don't move, my brain automatically goes to, oh my God.
Yeah.
If this thing could move, I would have a cow. Like, so, it would just...
I know. No, I totally agree. And some of the ones that I want to talk about are not ones that I've actually seen in person, but I made notes of some of the ones from the videos that you sent me. So from, I wanted to just give them credit, Fast Pass Facts, yes, the YouTube yes. channel.
The ones that I'm going to talk about, I think they did talk about in some of, in their videos, mm-hmm. but others they didn't. And yeah. I'm just going to talk about ones that I've specifically experienced.
So most of mine, yes, but a couple of them I haven't experienced, but I just found them to be so fascinating that I wanted mm-hmm. to talk about them.
Oh, I agree. I'll gladly talk about them because there were
definitely... And are places that I would really like to go.
Yes, there is definitely quite a few that they showed that I was like, wow, I would love to see that
yeah,
in person.
Yeah, totally.
It's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah, back to the definition, I guess. So megalophobia, it can also pertain to buildings
yep.
or... Like, I've seen pictures of, like, the Great Wall of China that people are scared of because it's so big. Or, like, dams. We're not talking about that kind of stuff for us specifically.
I don't care about that. No. Wow, a wall. Good job.
Some people are freaked out by those things. Like, skyscrapers, things like that. You know what?
Yeah.
I get it. That's your thing. And right. But we're a theme park podcast. So I feel like... our experiences are more so in that kind of realm.
Totally.
Not Plus, just... like, you know, yeah. not just structures, I guess.
Yeah. We're not like architecture buffs. Like, we don't care about buildings.
Absolutely
unless
not.
It's like a fake building at a theme park.
Exactly. yeah. Exactly. That's the only, well, no, I have to say, I do sometimes fawn over certain types, and I know
yeah,
you do
too.
Yeah, me too,
but like.
Like Victorian
yeah,
houses.
Yeah, of course.
And like
but in
all
a different
that.
Way.
Oh, yeah, that's yeah. just like, I want to live there.
Yeah, exactly.
Not that I'm scared of it, you
yeah,
know?
Exactly.
Okay, so let's just kind of go back and forth, I guess, because
cool.
I love these types of episodes. Like our like I said before, our submechanophobia episode was probably one of my favorite episodes
it
because
good.
It was just so filled with emotion and chills and like it's these things that people don't talk about. You know,
I
didn't really know that there was a word to what I was feeling until I saw that video of submechanophobia and I saw that video of megalophobia
yeah.
and I was like. Oh my gosh, that makes so much sense. This is why I feel this way.
Plus, I just have, like, a really strong fascination with animatronics
Me too.
In general.
I've
both
said
of these
it before, and
topics.
I'll say it again. I want to be an animatronic.
Yeah, me too.
I'll live my life in the same motions over and over again if I could just sit, be an animatronic on a ride.
Life would be easier.
I dream Freddy Fazbear.
Never have to go anywhere or
yeah.
do anything.
No.
You have a built-in job.
Exactly. I don't have to worry about money because I have a house. I don't need to eat.
But one day the ride
I have
might
a purpose.
Get...
I have a purpose.
But what if, like, the animatronic Donald, one day you just die and get replaced with a cactus wearing a sombrero and
or
then
a cardboard
cutout?
Then, I mean, I wish I would be able to, like, that's the thing, when you're an animatronic, you can't fix yourself.
Exactly.
Do the animatronics come alive at night, yes or no?
Yes, absolutely, 100%.
Yes, they do. I want to do an episode about that, that's our next one, is a speculation episode.
What would they do? Which ones would be friends with each other?
Yes. What, but,
yeah.
like, I
Which
do,
ones would have beef?
No, I seriously, I swear to God, there is 100% stories about people seeing animatronics come to life at night, and I'm going to research
sure.
the shit out of this,
yeah.
and we're going to have an episode about real, quote-unquote, I'm quoting this, real accounts
real
of
accounts.
Animatronics coming alive at night.
I love
night.
It.
I swear to God, they mm-hmm. have to. Like, we did actually talk about, when we did their Disney Deaths episode, and they were talking about, like, a death at Small World,
mm.
one of the instances did say that the animatronics kept going even
oh,
when
yeah,
the power was
right.
out. So, well, I was just going to put it out there.
Is it ghosts, or is it the animatronics actually have souls?
Oh, that's a hard one. Because there's a lot of animatronics, and I don't think that many deaths have happened in that specific location. So what if I'm going to say they have souls.
But what if it's, like, the person who created the animatronics is dead, and their ghost's haunting the whole ride and all the animatronics?
So they're able to control them. Okay. Yeah, I could see that. But what if the animatronics were, like, free talking?
I like that better. Like, I like that they have souls, and they come to life, and... That I like that better.
And they walk around.
Yeah. And they are friends with each other. And there's like drama between some of them. And yeah.
When I think of that, I also think of gnomes. I don't know why.
Are there gnome animatronics?
I don't know. There's got to be.
I'm sure there is somewhere.
Those little gnomes at the American Dream Mall.
Oh, yeah.
Could you imagine them coming alive? They probably come to life. At night when the mall closes. I think so many things come alive when the mall closes.
Me too, because of all those movies we saw as kids. Yes. Like Mannequin.
Toy Story.
Life size.
Exactly. Things come alive at night. Oh, God. We got off on the table.
There's an Twilight Zone episode about that, too.
Wait, there is?
Yeah, it was, like, at a department store or whatever, like...
Oh, my God, and they fall in love or something? Wait, I feel like...
No.
No, there's an art exhibit. There's a Twilight Zone, I swear to God, there's a Twilight Zone episode where there's an art exhibit, and the guy comes and visits the art exhibit at night.
Yeah.
And she talks to him.
It's, like, the little... It's, like, a dollhouse, isn't it?
No, this is, like,
that he looks at?
No, this is, like, a statue.
Okay, there's a different episode, though.
Oh, my God, I gotta watch all of these episodes.
No, but there's one where it's, like, it's... You start with a woman who she's, like, at a department store or whatever, and it's, like, she's trying to, like, go to a floor, and, like, it doesn't exist or whatever, and, like, it's all this stuff that happens. And then it turns out that, like, she's actually a mannequin that came to life, and basically, like, every, like, month or whatever, like, a different mannequin gets to, like, go be a person or something.
For how long?
I don't know. I forget, like...
Oh my god!
But it's a good one.
Watch this.
It's a really good one.
I wonder, could you know where you can watch Twilight Zone episodes?
Yeah, they're on Netflix. Not all of them. A few of the seasons are on Netflix. I think the rest of them were on CBS All Access. Maybe on Peacock now.
Okay, because I know that they redid Twilight Zone with Jordan Peele.
Yeah, I never watched those. I think those were all on CBS All Access, probably Peacock now. But like a few of the old, like the really. Like, the original ones are on Netflix.
Okay.
And those are the ones that I like
the best. Me too. And that's one I want to look for because those sound amazing.
Oh, so good. Anyway.
I still want to watch that one that you were talking about with the guy.
Willoby.
On the train.
Willoby. Yeah. It's the best episode.
I got to watch that.
So good.
Just spend a day of Twilight Zone watching.
I do that every year on New Year's Eve.
Do you really?
Because they used to do it. I think they still do it on whatever channel. They do like a 24-hour Twilight Zone marathon on New Year's Eve. And, like, I don't have cable anymore, but I, like, continue to do that through streaming.
That's so cool. That's cool. I love that.
Yeah,
Got to make some new traditions.
Yeah.
All right, so you give me your first instance of megalophobia.
Okay, so do you want me to talk about... I didn't, like, take these notes in any specific order. Do you want me to talk about, like, mine that I... thought of first, or the ones from the...
Let's do the ones that you thought of first, okay. And then we'll talk about the video, because those were both ones that we've seen, and I want to see if your personal ones, like, match my personal
ones.
Totally. I have a feeling they're gonna.
So I'm gonna start with the not theme park one that was the very first one that I thought of when you first sent me the video.
Okay.
So, at Virginia Beach, there is...
I've been there. Okay.
There's a giant statue of King Neptune... holding his trident, and he's on, like, this big rock, and there's, like, he's, like, holding a giant turtle, and there's, like, a bunch of, like, other sea creatures around him. It's at, it's, like, right at Neptune Park. It's right in front of the beach. Like, the beach is, like, right behind him.
Okay.
I can show you pictures. I screenshotted it. We can post them later. But, it's, I think they said it's 34 feet tall. The rock itself is, like, 12 feet tall.
Oh, my God.
How cool is that?
You know what? I think I actually did see that when I was there. Why did I forget? Oh, my God.
It's right next to the Hilton Hotel where we stayed. Okay. I went for work a couple of years ago, and, like...
Maybe that's why I've seen it, because did you post a picture of it when
I probably
you were there?
Did, okay. Yeah. It's, so, like, right next to the hotel, right by, like, when you get to, like, where the beach is, because the hotel's, like, right on the beach.
Mm-hmm.
There's, like, a little park next to the hotel called Neptune Park, and they have, like, a little, like, clamshell, like, stage where they do concerts and stuff. And then, like, that's, like, here, and then the beach is right here. And the Neptune statue is right, like, at the edge of it.
Okay.
Right, like, overlooking the ocean. It's so big and magnificent. And, like, him just, like, sitting there with his trident and all the animals and stuff. Like,
yeah.
I just remember, like, walking out of the hotel and seeing that and just being like,
wow.
Oh, my God, that's so cool.
That is really cool. I love that.
So that was the first thing I thought of, because that was, like, just a couple years ago that I went, and, like, I loved, like, that was the first time that I'd been to Virginia Beach since I was, like, two.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, Greg and I did a trip a couple years ago where we drove down there. Yeah. We were there for, like, a day, and then we went to King's Dominion.
Yeah.
So we, like, stopped, and I like Virginia Beach. I think it's really nice.
It's so cool. Like, there's a lot of good restaurants there.
Yeah.
There's, like, those.
People were really friendly, too.
Because Virginia people are weirdos, but my mom and aunt live there. They are weirdos. But I went for work, so we didn't get to do a lot, but, like, my boss is really fun, so we went out and, like, got dinner and, like, got drinks and walked around and, like, did the whole, like, boardwalk scene. Like, the road that's, like, on the beach is really nice, and then the road that's parallel to it, just, like, one block away from the beach is like seaside. It's, like, sleazy. No. It's, like, terrible.
I bet you that's probably where I went. And I'm like, I loved it. It was so great. No,
we all loved it because we're all from New Jersey. So to us, it felt like, exactly. But, like, I don't know, it was cool. And we had a lot of good food there. And just that statue made it, like, anchored it in my mind.
That's where my brain comes alive. And I'm just like, at night, that thing comes alive with the trident and is just swinging.
And he's got a mermaid daughter who wants to be a person.
She comes to the shore.
In fact, he's only on the shore there because he's looking for her.
Yeah, like, where did that goddamn girl go?
Exactly. Meanwhile, the Little Mermaid statue is all the way in Denmark.
So. Yeah. That's Alice in Wonderland. They have an Alice in Wonderland kind of statue thing in Central Park, right? With her, like, on a mushroom and like, the caterpillar and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think so.
I've never seen it in person. I've seen pictures of it.
Yeah.
I don't think that's something that I would find megalophobia-ish.
No, because it's not as big. Yeah. Like, this thing is so magnificent because it's gigantic. Yes. Yeah.
So, exactly. My instance of megalophobia similar to that's not in a theme park setting, that I just, when I went there, I was just like, looking up at it, Statue of Liberty.
Oh, yeah.
Statue of Liberty. From afar, you're like, wow, so wonderful. Because you don't realize the size of it.
It's huge.
Until you're standing.
I mean, it's a building.
I know.
It's just shaped like a person.
You're standing underneath it at the foot. The pedestal or whatever that it's on, and you're like,
the coolest was my dad. I don't know if I've ever talked about this on here before. I feel like I have, but my dad used to have a boat that went out of Keyport, and it goes, like, when you go out into the water there, it goes, like, into the bay, and you can, we took the boat all the way from Keyport to the Statue of Liberty once.
Wow, that's cool.
Like, riding up to it on his boat like that, after just being in, like, the bay, there's, like, nothing there. It's gross water.
Exactly.
And then all of a sudden, it's, like, there's this magnificent statue.
I know.
Yeah.
And the middle of the water, too.
I know. It's so cool.
It's freaky.
It is really cool. That's one of those things we take for granted that we live so close to.
Oh, you know? I've only been to it once. I remember when I did go, though, that was, like, very close years after 9/11. It wasn't like
this was before 9/11 that we did that, because I don't think you would have even been allowed to do that now.
Yeah, no, probably not. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, this was when I was, like, little.
See, when we went, it was, like, very, very strict. But even just being, because you couldn't go up to the top like you used to be able to.
You haven't been able to do that in years.
Yeah, so they would shine a light, which was even scarier, because it's like a spiral staircase up, and so you would be at the foot of the statue, and then they would be like, oh, and if you look up, and all of a sudden these lights would turn on, and you would look up, and it was just, like, beaming all, and you're like, holy crap, this thing is huge. But, like, it's just the fact that from far away, it doesn't look big, and you could see it, obviously, but your brain doesn't compute the size of it until you are inching closer and closer, and it's just getting bigger and bigger the closer you get, and you're
crazy.
Just like, oh my God,
absolutely.
Okay.
So I had another one that's, like, in the same vein of that.
Okay.
The Lincoln Memorial statue in DC.
I've never seen that one.
So I went there, again, as a kid.
Do you want to, well, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt you, but now that I'm thinking about it, there is, and I, don't remember what movie, but there is definitely one or two movies for sure that those, the Lincoln statue and the Statue of Liberty come to life. So we're not crazy for feeling this way because they have been animated in movies before.
Totally.
And that's all my brain goes to. Because I can see the statue of, or the Lincoln Memorial like moving. Yeah. I can see it. And
we're definitely not alone in feeling that way.
No, for sure.
But the Lincoln Memorial is, so they say that it's 19 feet high from head to foot, but if it was to scale and he stood up, he would be 28 feet tall. Yeah. So it's huge. And he's just sitting there in this chair, like with his hands like this. And I was looking up some information about it. I just wanted to read a little bit because it was interesting to me. There's like urban legends about it. So
that just brought up a memory. Go and then I'm gonna tell you the memory.
So, this is from Wikipedia. An urban legend holds that the face of General Robert E. Lee is carved onto the back of Lincoln's head. It looks back across the Potomac towards his former home, Arlington House, now within the bounds of Arlington National Cemetery. Another popular legend is that Lincoln's hands, so his hands are kind of like in a weird shape. Mm-hmm. It says Lincoln's hands are using sign language to represent his initials, his left hand signing A and his right hand signing L. Hmm. The National Park Service denies both legends, but I just think it's so interesting to think about and like imagine like being able to go around and see the back of his head.
You can't
see that. No, you can't see it. Yeah. So it could be there. Who knows?
Is there a way to get back there?
I don't know. I mean, he's like right, like it's the Washington National like memorial whatever building around him, and then he's sitting like right in like against a wall.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if there's a way to get back.
I don't know, but it just, like, I thought that was, like, an extra cool detail to it. That there's, like, I mean, there's so much stuff like that with our national history, like, national treasure.
Oh, you know? Exactly. And I think that's probably, no, not national treasure. It's probably, like, Night at the Museum where I'm thinking about these things coming alive.
Oh, yeah, that's another movie where that kind of thing happens.
Exactly.
Yeah,
totally. But that brought up a memory of when Hercules, mm-hmm. in the movie Hercules... goes, I don't know.
Great
it's,
movie.
I don't, it's not Mount Olympus or whatever, but he goes to the top of something where there's a statue, like, similar in terms to the Lincoln statue where he's sitting in a chair. I think it's a statue of Zeus.
I was going
to
say, I think
I'm
it's Zeus.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And then Zeus, like, it, like, crackles and stuff like that, and the statue comes to life and starts talking to Hercules.
Yeah.
That is why I feel this way about these things, because these things were so... predominant
there's
in
an episode
movies
of
as
Charmed
our child
where something like that happens too. I think it was Charmed. Yeah, it was like statues of like Greek gods of some kind,
they come
and
alive.
They came to life,
and
then
giant,
they were
right?
Like, yeah,
okay. And then like I think about the giants in Hercules specifically coming up from the underworld and like destroying the towns.
Yeah.
Like, there's a reason why our brains...
Because it really happens.
Yeah, well, that too. Because, like, there's a reason why we see these things and automatically go to, like, what if this thing came alive? Because that's been so many, like, plot lines of movies that we've seen as children.
Exactly.
So.
Yep.
I just explained it to you. I explained megalophobia. I diagnosed why you have this disorder.
And you did it well.
Thank you. Okay, so those were your two ones outside of...
Theme parks.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what was your first one in the theme park?
So, okay, so actually, this is another one that's not in a theme park, but...
Oh, actually, I have one that's not in a theme park, too, but go ahead.
Okay, so at the old Toys R Us in Times Square, which is no longer there.
I know.
There's, technically, you can call it a theme park because there was a Ferris wheel inside of it. But there was a giant animatronic T-Rex at the Jurassic Park section of Toys R Us. And I remember just being so... And I have a lot of mine are dinosaurs.
Mine too.
Because
well,
I'm obsessed with dinosaurs.
Two mine.
But that was probably like one of the very first ones, like animatronics, that I remember being like amazed by as a kid. And like it's why I loved like Rainforest Cafe too.
Wait, stop. stop it. As you're talking about this, I'm like, wow, this is probably why I like the Rainforest Cafe. Yeah. I swear to God, I just thought that.
Exactly, like, because of the animatronics. Yes. And, like, I feel like none of those really fit the... I mean, there was one that was a gorilla, and he was huge, and I was terrified by him.
The elephant,
I always used to love sitting by the elephants.
Me, too. I would always want to be sat near the elephants or the gorilla family.
Yeah.
Because there was that family in, like, the trees with the three... Yep.
Yep.
I feel you. And then I was thinking in my head as you were talking before, I was like, I wonder if you can consider the tree... Like,
oh, yeah.
The, what was her name? Terry Tree or something like that?
In the gift shop that talked to you?
Yes. I wonder if you can, like,
I guess so.
She's not huge.
She's not, yeah. I mean, she's like the height of the room.
Yes.
So that's pretty tall.
That is pretty
big. She's probably like 10 feet tall.
Yeah, but not like the monstrosities that we're going to talk about.
Exactly. Most of them are over 12 or over 20 feet tall.
Some of them I don't, I mean, I'm sure if I looked up the height, because I didn't look up the height for any of them, I'm just going based off of how I feel looking at them or experiencing them. I'm sure some of them aren't as big as I imagine them to be. If
but
I was to stop and look at it, yes, exactly. It feels huge.
Exactly.
And menacing. So, totally. But I actually forgot that I had one that wasn't theme park, but you kind of said it was theme park.
Yeah.
At Grounds for Sculpture
in
New Jersey. Where is that in New Jersey?
I forget what town it's in.
It's like South Jersey.
West.
Yeah, it's like near Princeton area, I think. It's a art, pretty much like a like art exhibit outdoors. Almost all of it's outdoors.
Yeah. It's literally what it sounds like. It's a grounds
with sculptures.
With sculptures.
And they have
it's like a park
scenes.
And there's like crazy sculptures everywhere.
Yes. And they have like different scenes that and they
had
multiple sculptures that were ginormous. Mm-hmm. One specifically I remember is like a couple different sculptures. They're all like look like they're playing Ring Around the Rosie and they're all holding hands, and some of the sculptures are like falling down, and like there's one still standing and it's huge. And then there's another one that's like it, I think it's a Greek god, forgive me because I can't remember who it is or what it is, but it's broken apart, so there's pieces of it that are in the ground coming out. So like there's a giant hand coming out of the ground and part of its head coming out of the ground and feet, and they're just giant piece, like giant statue pieces.
Yeah.
And then this kind of relates back to, well, definitely relates back to the photo that I posted for our, is at the Grounds for Sculpture. It's my husband on a giant bench with two giant old lady statues.
They're so big. When she sent me that picture, I was like, I couldn't even see him. Like, when I noticed that there was a person there, I had no idea it was Greg.
Because
they're so big, it just really, like, envelops.
That is probably my favorite piece.
Wish I knew how big they were.
I don't think they have it. I'm sure I could look it up. I don't think they have it there anymore. And I was going to post a different photo of me with just, like, my eye, and behind me is this giant Marilyn Monroe statue that, like, of her with her dress blowing.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I is cool about Grounds for Sculpture but makes me sad is... The statues are only, like, the big ones are really only there for a limited time. There are certain ones that are always there, but then others get circled out and, like, brought to different places for it to be shown. So Marilyn Monroe is definitely not there anymore. I don't know if those old ladies are there anymore. They might still be, but I love them because they just, like, remind me of the Golden Girls.
Yeah, it's the Golden Girls hanging out on a bench.
So it's, like, these two old ladies, if you didn't see our Instagram post, Disney Goth Pod on Instagram, is these two old ladies on a giant bench. They're just, like, animated talking to each other. They don't move. Oh, somebody followed us. Thanks.
That's so weird that we were just talking about the Golden Girls.
I know. That's so cool. That's perfect. That scared me. My heart stopped.
Me too.
I thought I was going crazy. I was like... What did I just do? Because I'm literally like, the girls, they're not animatronics, they're talking. And then that started going. That just gave me a heart attack. Thank
you. We got to see Betty White
dance.
Can
you feel my heartbeat?
The theme song? Oh my God, it's beating really hard.
That is so funny. Oh, well, thank you for giving me a heart attack. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I said that because I was like, oh, that's so fun. I love when Betty White just shimmies in that episode. And then, thank you. Oh, goodness gracious. My heart is still pounding from that. That's the point of alerts, is to give you a heart attack, I guess.
Absolutely.
Never mind. What?
I don't know. I was trying to think of the word alarming.
There you go. Uh-huh. So it's these old ladies, and they're just kind of just stuck talking. They're not moving. But in my brain, it goes to, what if they started moving? What if they started, like, talking to you? What if they grabbed Greg and they were just, like, shaking him like that?
Like a troll.
Exactly.
Like the troll in Harry Potter.
Exactly. Oh, my God. The troll in the video that I sent you for the megalophobia.
Which one?
I guess he's not a troll. It was in Disney, Shanghai Disney, I think.
Tokyo Disney Sea.
Is that
in the Sinbad ride?
Yes.
The giant.
Yes, that's it. Yeah. I call them a troll. Terrified me.
Yeah.
Looking at that, it was like terrifying.
It's really scary. In the original version, he's holding the people.
Yeah. That one, honestly, I don't know. Even when he's sweet and nice, just
like
a little
scary,
light.
Yeah.
It's huge.
It's huge.
It's terrifying.
It's like the whole size of that room.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I can't. I just, oh my God.
Well, okay, so one of mine that I wanted to talk about.
Yeah, let's go into the theme park
one. Was one of the scariest ones from that video that I've never been to and never will go to. And even if I go, I would never go on this.
Godzilla?
No.
Oh.
The one, hold on. What was it called? It was in Japan.
Oh, the one with
it was in China.
The kissing people?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Flying Kiss.
Yes. Oh,
in China. It's literally 3,000 feet high.
Yes, I know.
3,000 feet high.
Yes. Also,
and
we
it's
are,
too...
Sorry, Chrissy. We are having a good day. We're just having a heart attack over these fucking statues. I swear to God, people probably are like, what is these people talking? Like, how are we afraid of these statues? But
I'm not afraid of the statues.
That's scary.
I'm afraid
of
this
height.
Because of the height.
Yeah, that's...
So it's two statues... it's a man and a woman, and they have their arms, like, up, and they're holding
it looks like a carousel, yeah.
But it's just, like, a viewing platform, so there's no seats,
nope,
there's no straps,
nothing.
You're just standing, no. You're allowed to move about the ride vehicle.
Uh-huh. And it spins, it slowly rotates
and
in the air.
And they move, because as it gets to its highest height of 3,000 feet,
yeah,
they
like,
go near like each other like they're kissing.
Yeah, we can do it on dream.
And it starts off like down and they basically like pick you up.
Yeah, and then they're like, it's like you're on a serving platter.
Yeah.
And they're like, then they lean forward and then it kind of starts to go back down like that. And you are 3,000 feet up in the air. Like, how high?
Untethered.
How high
to anything.
Is that? How big is that?
I can't even fathom how tall that is.
Is that the Empire? How tall is the Empire State Building?
I have no idea.
Is it taller than the Empire State Building?
I have no
idea. Hold on. I'm going to look it up.
But I would absolutely never go on this. And this is how I know that I have a fear of heights and not a fear of large objects, because I didn't feel this way about any of the other ones.
See,
you know what I mean?
I don't know if I can... okay, so the Empire State Building... Empire State, is that the... Why does it... The more that I say it, the less it sounds real.
That's the one in New York, yes.
Okay. The Empire State Building is... What is that? 1,250 feet to... Or 1,454 feet. To the tip.
So this would probably be to like the edge, and then the tip is just
so
like
the tip of it is one. So
this is half the size.
This is two Empire State Buildings. That's how high you go. Thank you. Yeah, we're totally not copying Google.
And it's just open air.
Yeah.
There's no windows. They said that the railing is waist height.
Yeah, so you can, that's the thing, like, that's the one thing. I'm
what if someone pushed you over?
I was going to say that.
Do they
I
have
was going
security
to say that.
Cameras up there?
I have no idea. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. My heart is racing. Like, I can't even think about that. Like, what if you just got that urge? You know, sometimes, like, when you're driving, and sometimes you just like,
we've talked about this before, exactly.
What if you were just like, good jump. Let's see how to, like, I...
Or that little kid's really annoying. I'm
right?
Going to push
it. Or just throw him over. Like, or just this kid, like, so they're not paying, the parents aren't paying attention or something like
a
that.
A kid climbs up, falls over. Like, I wonder
wait,
how many people
there,
have died.
Wait, I can't think of, like, I'm trying to picture the ride in my head. But I swear to God, is the railing is like this, but there's slits in between the railings. Isn't
oh, yeah,
there?
On the ride?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can, like, slide through if you were
I mean,
kid.
I don't know how wide they are,
yeah,
but
their head
maybe.
Is pretty small. That is... That...
Horrible.
Yeah, see...
Horrible.
See, for you...
Worse.
I mean, that's definitely scary because that height is just extreme. Like, if it was the height of the Empire State Building, I would still be...
I'm afraid of heights. Like
I don't think I am. I get a little nervous that the things are going to break, but I don't mind being up high as long as I know it's a sound thing. But that being in motion... kind of freaks me out, but to me, it's the statues that are, the animatronic things that are
underneath. See, that's why I know that I don't have...
Megalophobia.
I just have a fear of heights, whatever that's called.
Fear of heights.
I'm sure there's a scientific
name for it. No, yeah, I agree. That's definitely one that I... The height coupled with the motion of an animatronic and how big they are, too.
Yeah.
Is definitely unsettling.
Very cool. I could imagine looking up at them and being like, wow, but I wouldn't want to be on top of them.
No way. Okay, so mine, I didn't experience it, but from the video, that Godzilla one where you're ziplining
through really
Godzilla's mouth. Oh my god, I'm just thinking about it and I get the chills up my butt because it's just like you're going into this giant dragon.
It looked awesome too. It like had like the like horn spike things on the outside of it.
They like our statue talk energy. Listen, it's megalophobia. It's not just statues. Okay? It could be we don't specifically have phobias of buildings, but it can be that. Yeah. Ours are more so animatronics,
right,
like we said at the beginning.
But this Godzilla
is not an animatronic.
It's stationary, and it's not even standing. It's like just the head.
That's the thing that bothers me, and that's where this starts to intertwine.
Because where is the rest of it?
Exactly.
Wait, did I ever tell you that? So my dad is like a hunter, and he has like, I think I've have I told you this? I don't know. But he, like, has, like, mounted, like, deer heads on
the
walls.
Where the rest of the body is.
And we used to tell this kid, who was, like, a family friend, that, like, the rest of the body is sticking out the other side.
Did he go outside to, like, see where the wall was?
I think so.
Oh, my God. No.
But that's what that makes me think of.
No, see, that's not what it makes me think of. It starts to intertwine, like, the submechanophobia thing. Where you can't
Because you can't see it.
Exactly. Yeah. Now, this one's not necessarily underwater. However, it is underground. Mm-hmm. And you don't... So, it's like Godzilla... So, this is the ground right here, okay? And then Godzilla's mouth and head is coming out of the ground like that.
Yeah.
And it's just giant open mouth.
Yeah.
And I think it makes noises as you go through, like, because you can zip, it's a ride. So you zip line through it.
And then there's games inside where you're like shooting
at it
and stuff.
It's like you're on like a mission. So you have to like zip line
like
into.
Like you're trying to take down Godzilla.
Yeah, you're taking him down from the inside. So you're zip lining as an explorer into Godzilla or a scientific research person. And then you when it goes through, I think it said it, like, does smoke and it makes that giant...
And it turns, like, colors.
Yes, and I can hear Godzilla screech in my head as I'm talking about this right now.
That's cool, though.
And I know, but it kills. Scary. It's so scary.
I understand.
It's terrifying. Specifically, seeing that one, I think that would... I haven't experienced it, but that would be number one on my list of things that is terrifying, like, megalophobia-wise, that I don't know... I mean, obviously I would do it, but, like, that would just give me serious butt chills.
I still think that they need to make a giant rock statue.
Oh, like Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
To put
100%
in the Fast and Furious
And
ride.
Vin Diesel.
We should have, like, a Vin Diesel.
Like that thing that I sent you, the replacing the Kong with, like, Vin... It was, like, The Rock and Vin Diesel 360.
Yeah, that's what they need to do. And we need to see, like, a battle between the two giant animatronics.
Like, it's like, I've never watched Attack on Titan before, which I want to, but it's like, if they were the Titans... And they were battling in, like, a city. Like, The Rock and Vin Diesel just battling in a city.
Yeah. And they're, like, the size of buildings. And they, like, take down buildings in the ride.
Oh, my God. That would be incredible.
I think it's a good idea.
That's, like, better than confrontation.
Way better than confrontation. Well, okay, so I wanted to talk about confrontation.
That's on my list, too.
So, first of all, confrontation was amazing. And they should never have gotten rid of it.
Well, no. I 100% agree.
But also, the new King Kong ride
sucks.
I didn't realize that there was an animatronic on it until I watched that video. That ride sucked so much that it overshadowed the fact that there's a giant animatronic
and
on
he
it.
And he doesn't even
How
feel,
is that possible?
They make him look, in the video, like he's giant, but it's about bust.
Yeah,
it's
I don't remember it being
I don't, I
big
mean, unless
like
I've been seated in the wrong area every time I've ridden the
ride. I only
ride.
Went on it once, and I'll never go on it again. Because the wait is way too long
every time.
Every
time I was on it, it wasn't a long
really?
Wait. Yeah. The queue is better than the ride itself.
The queue is awesome.
They have people jump out at you in the queue.
That, like, old lady thing.
Yes.
Is so terrifying. Cool. Yeah.
That ride is, or that queue is scarier than the actual
The queue
ride.
Made me think that the ride was going to be good. And yeah, we no. waited like 90
it's
minutes.
Screens. It's screens.
The whole, I mean, most of the stupid.
I know. That's how Fast and the Furious rides. Is too.
Fast and Furious is the worst ride
I know.
In
it's so
the
sad.
World.
But like.
And I love that franchise. So that means a lot coming from me.
That from what I've seen. Being on the ride, that animatronic itself is yeah. just a bust.
I don't remember it being big.
It was not, it didn't seem that big to me. No. I mean, he's wide, but he's not menacing like no. Confrontation was. That was a full-on gorilla.
And there was fire, and you're in the city, and you're like,
towards you.
Exactly.
He comes so close, like, he's here. The fact that, like, they used to say you could smell, they made him have, like, banana breath,
yeah.
because that's how close he came.
I know.
Could smell his breath, and he was coming so close to you that you were like, I'm going to die. That's the part of the megalophobia where it's like, this thing is so huge, it's menacing because it's moving towards you, it's threatening because it's grabbing
exactly.
your ride. That's the chef's kiss
exactly.
of megalophobia. That was my number one, even though I'm going to say I experienced it because my dad said I did go on that ride when I was, like, a baby.
Mm-hmm.
However, I don't remember it, but I, from what I've seen, I've experienced
yeah.
it. And I know that that's, like, top tier, top of
the I'm
list.
So sad that they got rid of it. It's, like, they need that ride back.
We do, actually, this is a podcast.
Yeah.
So we record, sorry. I'm like,
I saw that.
Yeah. I was like, so we started streaming our podcast, and then we also release the audio a couple days later from this stream. So we're simultaneously recording the audio for our podcast platform. So it's called Confessions of a Disney Goth Podcast. And you can find it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, like literally wherever you like listen to podcasts, mm-hmm. you could find it. So you can actually, we referenced some of our old episodes in this.
Yep.
Like submechanophobia, which is like another kind of phobia related topic like this.
Yep.
Where you can go back and listen. So if you want to listen to them, if you like hearing our stuff, yeah, you should definitely check it out. We do a lot of Disney-ish content.
And theme parks in
general.
Yeah,
but we are also talking like a lot about theme parks and stuff in general. Also just
yeah.
phobias that kind of relate to theme parks in a way.
And just other weird stuff.
Yeah, we just like weird things like deaths at Disney and stuff like that. So if you like that stuff, definitely.
Totally.
Come listen.
So since that was your number one, I'm just
yeah.
going to go right to my number one
yeah,
next.
Yeah, we'll go backwards because
yeah.
I'm in it.
Me too.
I'm in it.
We just referenced our submechanophobia episode and we did reference this animatronic in that.
Did we?
The T-Rex
yes.
from Jurassic Park.
That's on my list. That was number two.
At Universal.
Well, it actually shared a tier with another dinosaur, but I'll get into that.
Gotcha. Go I have ahead. Another dinosaur. I have I have multiple other dinosaurs on this list. but that one is particularly amazing because it's in my favorite place in the world, Universal Studios Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on one of the best rides pre, like, Harry Potter stuff,
100%,
I think, in
yeah.
that park.
Yeah.
Definitely in Islands of Adventure.
Jaws was also
But
R.I.P.
that wasn't in Islands of Adventure.
I know.
But, yeah, no, the Jaws animatronic. I mean, we talked about that on Submechanophobia. But this one didn't really make the list in Submechanophobia because this one's not in the water.
In the water
there
yeah.
are other animatronics on that ride that are in the water.
Mm-hmm.
But the T-Rex is just, like, that feeling of awe that you get when you first see it. Because you go... You go into that. Well, for me, I'm not scared of it. I'm just amazed by
it. There is an on-ride picture, and I wish we bought it, where I'm like this.
Yeah.
Because I'm, like, terrified.
It's awesome, though. It's like you go into that building. That ride is amazing because it starts off so serene, and you're in the boat, and then
it's like
shit
jungle.
Hits the fan.
Exactly.
And you go into that like... building
research center
and there's like the little raptor or not raptors what are the little guys called and then there's raptors
oh I don't know what the little guys are called.
I don't know what they're called but the tiny little weird dinosaurs
baby raptors
sure they look kind of like raptors but
they're
smaller and
yeah.
more annoying
they're like shooting water at you
yeah and yeah. then there's like raptors that show up and there's the ones with
the
like
those,
things
yeah.
on their faces and then as you're climbing the big climb and then finally when you get to like the edge that's when like the light flashes
and
you
the
see
T-Rex.
The giant T-Rex. He's huge.
Oh, my God.
He's, it, like, envelops the whole boat.
He comes out.
And he's, like, coming at you.
And the way they have it angled is so perfect, where you really, your brain really thinks that you are going
you're
to get...
You're gonna get eaten by the T-Rex.
Exactly. Or at least hit by it. That's my... Yeah. It's not even getting... Well, I guess getting eaten, but, like, getting hit by these animatronics is right where my brain goes to. Like,
I understand.
Oh, my God.
It's so cool. And then that's right when you get to the top, and then you do the big drop.
They don't show the T-Rex anytime before...
No, that's the only T-Rex on the ride.
For some reason, my brain always thinks that they show little like snippets of the T-Rex beforehand, but they don't.
You see raptors.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
My brain is obviously getting confused with the other dinosaur that's on my list. I don't know if this one's on your
list.
The
one from Animal Kingdom?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dinosaur. Yeah. What is it? Escape from Extinction?
Yeah. Wait, I wrote it down because I always forget the name of this ride and I just call it the dinosaur ride.
Yeah, that's what I call it too.
But I wrote it down. Yeah, Countdown to Extinction.
Countdown to Extinction. Yes. That one, it is the Carnotaurus Rex, yep. Right?
So that's and there also, are multiple of those yes, on that ride.
That's that one. Oh my gosh. That ride itself.
We talked about the Iguanodon on the Submechanophobia
yes,
episode, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Yeah. Yes. So this one is multiple times you see it where it comes out. And that ride is so dark, it makes it scarier because you can't necessarily see it coming. Like with the T-Rex, I guess maybe because I know that it's there, I know when it's going to be coming. Yeah. But with this ride in general, it's so dark. It's sad because there's certain things that you don't get to see that would be really cool, like stuff flying above you that you used to be able to see.
Yeah.
But that one comes out at you multiple times. And that animatronic is huge.
Yeah.
And the thing that freaks me out the most is the fact that I found out that there is like a B-mode one.
Oh, yeah.
When it breaks, they have an extra one, and it is above you at a certain point in the ride.
Yeah,
you
and they can pull it down. I know, that's crazy.
You can't see it, but you
that's
know
scary.
It's there. Oh my God, my butt. Yeah. Oh my God.
That kind of fits the submechanophobia.
Yes,
I feel
you can't
like,
see it, but it's
like
there.
Hidden, yeah.
That's the thing. I think it's...
Bye, thanks for joining us.
Oh, bye, thank you.
We appreciate you.
I hope you enjoyed it. I can't. My brain just goes to things that, like, it's not necessarily has to be in the water. It's just stuff that's not there, that's lurking in the shadows that you can't see. Mm-hmm. But it's the sheer size of it. If it was, like, a little tiny animatronic that lurks in the shadows, like, I don't care. Mm-hmm. But the fact that it's so huge, so menacing and threatening, that's where my megalophobia, I guess, kicks in.
I understand.
It's just, like, in overdrive.
Mm-hmm.
I think that one, it because of how abrupt it is definitely up there for me.
Definitely.
Because I can't, my heart's pounding.
You're scaring yourself.
I know. I'm excited though. It makes me excited because I do miss that stuff so much. I really do.
When I watched the video and saw
I'm
the T-Rex.
I'm going to watch it in VR.
Oh my God, yeah.
We should do that.
We should
just
that.
Have a VR video date where we just watch them together.
I want to, because seriously, like when I was watching the video of the T-Rex on the Jurassic Park ride, I like, and I wanted to start crying because I haven't been there in so long and I want to go so badly.
I know.
It hurts my heart that I can't go right now.
I really want to experience the Jurassic World ride in
Me
Disney,
too.
Or not Disneyland, in Universal in California. Because apparently that's really cool.
Because they added the, what's it called? The new scary dinosaur.
Yes, and they also have like a it's a screen, but it's cool.
With
of
the
that,
underwater guy.
That one.
I'm more scared of that thing than anything in the entire world. If they had an animatronic of that, I would cry myself to sleep every night just knowing it exists.
I know. I'm going to see
even just watching the movie and seeing it like...
I know. Could you imagine seeing that in real life?
No way.
Like in the water?
No way.
Like, because you know how they have, at Six Flags they used to have like a water show like that because they have that lake over there. Could you imagine that thing coming out of the lake at Six Flags? And you, the whole time you're walking around Six Flags, know that that is over there.
Oh no, I'm going to cry. I'm going to cry. No.
I'm going to have a heart. I'm going to pass out just thinking about that. If that
it's
was
so
an animatronic.
Scary.
See, that's how I feel about the Moby Dick animatronic.
Yeah.
That Moby Dick thing that we talked about in Submechanophobia.
But that thing's, like, kind of cute. Like,
it is, but I don't know. There's something I know what you mean. Killer whales that have it in their eyes and their teeth.
I totally agree, but it's just like this thing is like prehistoric. Like,
yes, yes.
Yeah.
If they made that Moby Dick
thing. It's like that Moby Dick thing, but just like 10 times worse.
Exactly. I can't. Like the Bunyip. Remember the Bunyip
I was telling you
about? Yes. If they combine those two, heart attack.
Oh, yeah.
Immediate. I would still ride the ride to have the heart attack.
Oh, me too. Oh, especially with Jurassic Park. Like,
oh, gosh. That is great. Oh, my
goodness. But from the videos I've seen, even though it screens, like, it looks really good. Like, it looks really real.
Yeah. So I'm just going to pretend like it's an animatronic if I ever get over there to ride it. Because I do want to go there.
If it ever reopens.
Well, that's... It is actually... I've heard mumblings of the parks possibly reopening in the spring.
John and I were talking about maybe going to California for Memorial Day weekend because I took a bunch of days off around it.
Oh, my God.
And we still have flight credit there, and my cousin wants us to come visit, so we could probably stay with her. Yeah. So, like, it would be a relatively cheap trip.
Yeah, you
should
do
it. So, if the parks are open, like, I'm definitely going to want to go and go to the parks.
Yeah, I would do it. Why not? You know what?
Especially Universal. Like, exactly. Just, like, take a half day. Like,
exactly.
I want to go to the Burbank. I want to go to the Warner Brothers studio tour.
That would be amazing. Yeah. I've always wanted to do that. But the backlog. Tour at Universal itself would be sufficient for me.
Absolutely.
That's the reason why I would go there. Yeah. Because of that. Because the Universal there isn't as amazing as the one in Orlando. It's not.
But it would be a fun, like, few hours thing to do.
Exactly. You know? It doesn't have to take up the
We'll go to Hollywood. We'll go to Warner Brothers. We'll go to Universal. Like, I think that would be a nice, like, day.
Maybe Disneyland.
Well, yeah, we'll definitely go to Disney. If Disneyland is open, I will reinstate our plan to stay at the Grand Californian one night to Disneyland.
Yeah, you're supposed to stay there.
Exactly.
Can't believe it's almost been a year.
Yep.
Crazy. Where did we go from there? We just went off topic.
Oh, well, we were just talking about...
The dinosaurs.
The dinosaurs, yeah. Yes. So another dinosaur that's on my list is not technically in a theme park. It's at Disney Springs. But at the Lego store, I don't know if they still have the dinosaur. When it was Downtown Disney, they did. I haven't been there in many years, but it was a T-Rex Lego statue outside. And then there's also the sea serpent.
That's what I was going to talk about.
I had both of them on my list.
The sea serpent itself makes me, ooh, do you know, wait, you definitely, I definitely told you this, but if I didn't, you're going to love this. They have, oh, you're going to love this. I'm excited to tell you this. Okay. So you know how you love the Rainforest Cafe?
Of course.
They have a Rainforest Cafe of dinosaurs at Downtown Disney.
Rainforest Cafe?
It's the same concept as Rainforest Cafe.
But it's dinosaurs?
But it's dinosaurs.
Is that open now currently?
Yes. Yes. Well, I would assume that it's open now because I think the restaurants at Disney Springs
are open. I don't mean because of COVID. I mean, like, it still exists now.
Correct. Like, when I was there two years ago, it was there.
How did I not know about this?
I don't know because I didn't know about it either until we walked by.
I never go to Disney Springs. Like, I've been before, but we usually don't because we usually don't have time.
We usually do Disney Springs, like, the first day we get there.
Yeah.
So we don't go to a park.
Right, yeah,
we'll get there in the afternoon and then, like, settle in and go down there for dinner or whatever.
But since we usually stay at Universal, we just go to City Walk.
That's why, that makes sense. They have it at Disney Springs. It's like a Rainforest Cafe, but dinosaurs. You would love it. You would have a heart attack.
That's my dream come true.
I'll show you pictures of it. Because I think it's... I have to remember the name
of it. I feel like I've invented this before in my head. I didn't know it was real.
You would love it. You would love
awesome.
I loved themed dining.
Me too. I want to go to Rainforest Cafe.
I miss Mars 2112.
Me too. Have we ever talked about that?
I don't think so.
Natalie and I have definitely talked about it. Yeah.
Can we just do an episode?
I've been there as a kid.
Two times, I think.
And I remember it very well.
Okay. I want to do an episode on that because I want to know more. I want to do research.
Because
on
there is a ride, there's a simulation on it.
Yes.
So it fits our theme, and it's themed dining, which we both just established we love.
Yes.
So I think it fits our
exactly.
our podcast.
We are the ones who decide what fits. We can make it fit.
It's true. I think
but
it does
I
anyway.
I just want to know, like, who created the restaurant? Like,
I want to know everything about it.
Was there more of them? Yeah. Because it's like a Chuck E. Cheese, but aliens. And you have, it's more immersive.
Ball pits.
No, there's video games and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's more immersive than any Chuck E. Cheese. Because Chuck E. Cheese doesn't really have theming.
I'm so sad that it doesn't exist anymore.
I know. I really am upset.
I mean, the food was mediocre from my experience.
It was horrible.
But, like, you don't go to a place like that for the food.
No, you go for the ambiance.
Plus, like, half the people who go to a place like that in New York are tourists, so they don't know what good food is anyway.
Yeah,
they're not from New York.
Exactly. And my family took me there as, like, a fun thing for, like,
exactly.
kids to do. Oh my God, wait, I'm unlocking memories left and right. Oh my God, wait. This
go to FAO Schwartz. This go to Mars 2112.
We went to Madame Tussauds after this. Oh, yeah. And there's a photo. I'm going to have to find it. I'm not in the photo because of my megalophobia. We should cover
Madame Tussauds.
Oh, I would love to.
Because I went there with my aunt once, too, for my birthday.
I've gone to Madame Tussauds like 10 times. I've only been the one.
It's awesome.
They had this. Okay, they had it. This is the. Okay, I'm going there. When we went to Mars 2112, we also went to Madame Tussauds. And there was a photo op that you could do that I didn't do it because I was scared because of now that I'm aware of megalophobia. It was because of that. It was with the Hulk. A giant Hulk. And the photo, he was like reaching down like that. I'm going to move it up a little. And you stood in his hand.
That's cool.
That is terrifying.
I would think it was really cool.
There's a photo of my family. Like, I missed the photo op, and I'll have to figure. My mom will
probably when was have this? It like, what was the Hulk at the time? What's his name yet? Right.
What's his face?
Yeah.
Mark Ruffalo? No, it was not. Yeah, it was before that. It was the first Hulk movie that was, like, newer Hulk. So it had to have been 2002.
Yeah.
2002, maybe even 2001, like right around that time.
I went for my 13th birthday, so what year was that? 2006?
Yeah.
Something like that.
So this must have been like a promotion because of that Hulk movie coming out or something, but it was...
I remember when I went...
I pictured me with the Spice Girls there, too.
I was going to say, they had the Spice Girls, but Ginger Spice wasn't there. Because it was at the time when they did their, like...
Reunion without her.
Mm-hmm. And then they had the...
Actually, you know what? She might not be in the photo that I took, too.
Really?
I'll have to look.
If it was 2001, she must have still been there.
I'll have to see. I have to find... My mom definitely has the photos somewhere.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can find them for sure.
Yeah, we should definitely do an episode on this.
That would be fun.
I sang at the American Idol experience at Madame Tussauds.
Did you sit at the president's desk? I sat at the They had the oval office where you sit at the president's desk and there was this podium.
I remember that, yeah.
Oh, God. Tangent.
What a cool place.
Tangent alert.
Good one is, have you ever been to the Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum?
No, and I wanted to.
I've been to the one, I've never been to the one in New York, but we went to the one in Niagara Falls.
Oh, I want to go to Niagara Falls.
We should go. It's so cool. It's not that far. No. Like, we can go.
I would love to do, like, a good weekend trip to Niagara Falls. That would be
really fun. I love it. I really loved it.
I would do it in the summertime because I heard it's like really cold and like the falls is probably not a very fun experience getting wet.
Yeah, totally.
But I would totally do that.
Let's go.
Okay. All right. So dinosaur. What was the other? Oh, you went on that. Okay. So
the Lego store one.
That one. Okay. So my next one is the Yeti.
Oh, does that count?
He's
not that big.
He's big.
How big is he?
I mean, to me, in my brain, he's big.
Disco Yeti.
Disco. Because okay. And in my brain, we're gonna put reality aside. Yes, please let me know because I'm probably freaking out thinking that he's tall and he's really not. But in my brain, because you're going past him so quick, that he's huge and he's menacing. Because in my brain, even though he doesn't work anymore, in my brain he still works and he's reaching out and swiping at you when you're zooming by on your roller coaster ride. So to me, the sheer size of an animatronic and the fact that it's threatening me is what sends me, and it puts him on my list because he's large and in charge.
Large and in charge. Yeah, he's 25 feet tall.
Okay, can I see him? I love how we're talking about him.
Him.
That's the thing. There's also one that's scary on the... in California.
On the Matterhorn.
The Matterhorn, yeah. That's the word. But he's not big, and you don't see his whole body.
Mm-hmm.
But he also scares me. I think threatening animatronics are just my scary... Yeah, look at that! See, that is huge.
If it actually moves.
That, and the fact that it... Well, yes, but in my brain, that's what it is doing. Like, it doesn't matter.
It is big. I've never actually been to Animal Kingdom, so I've never actually been on the ride.
What?
Yeah. We've talked about this before. I know like I've been because I've watched so many videos. I feel like I've been on all the rides, but I've never actually been there physically.
I think our goal, my goal for you, my goal for us is for me to be able to take you on a trip to Disney World.
That'd be so fun.
And I'm taking you to Animal Kingdom.
Well, yeah, we keep saying like next time we go, we really want to go to Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, you would love Animal Kingdom.
I loved Animal Kingdom Lodge like so much.
It blows my mind that you really haven't. I mean, like there's not.
We usually go to Universal, and if we go to Disney, we only go for a few days.
And you got to go to Magic Kingdom.
And when I went as a kid, we didn't go. We only went to Magic Kingdom and No, yeah, we only went to...
Epcot?
Yeah, and Universal when I was a kid.
See, I think that you would like the Animal Kingdom
park. I've been there.
Well, like, yes. But I mean, like, when you were there, I feel just because of the way it's themed, it's just so gorgeous.
I know.
The Avatar, I'm not even an Avatar fan. Like, no, it's beautiful. I didn't see the movie or anything like that.
I did.
But that itself,
it was a great movie.
You would love at night, especially. Yeah, we're taking you.
I know.
You're going to go on Kilimanjaro safaris.
Yeah.
You're definitely going to be able to go again.
Oh, yeah. We're going to go.
Life's going to be good again.
One day I'm going to stay at the Animal Kingdom Lodge. I love that hotel.
I'm supposed to stay, not Animal Kingdom, the Wilderness Lodge.
Yeah. I've been there for dinner before, too. Very good. Cool place. Yeah.
We did talk about that, too.
Yeah, we did.
Our favorite restaurants.
I love hotel hopping.
I do, too. Honestly, as an adult, I've become so... enamored by things that I think about my childhood self was not in love with.
Yeah, things you don't care about when you're little because you just want to get to the rides.
Yeah, like I love watching certain like informational things that as a kid I'm like, why like did most people of Epcot. Like this? Yes. Now it's I enjoy favorite. It as an adult. I'm like so like, wow, this is so incredible.
They did a whole episode of Podcast The Ride on Impressions de France. And, like, it made me just want to go to Epcot and watch those stupid videos so badly. I love them.
I don't take the time to watch them.
Oh, Canada is the best production ever.
I did not know that the Japan pavilion had, like, a cool Japanese store where you could get, like, Hello Kitty.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You really need to spend more time in the World Showcase.
I don't. That's the thing.
There are so many cool details there that you miss if you're just flying by going on rides.
Because I'm not really going to the World Showcase. When I go to Epcot, I'm mainly in, like, what is that? Future World?
Yeah.
That area. Yeah. Or, Future World. Or... whatever.
Yeah.
That specific section. Like, I'm going on, like, Soarin' and Living with the Land and the Spaceship Earth ride, that kind of stuff. I don't really venture out to the...
I'm the opposite. Like, I like the rides, obviously, in, like, the Land Pavilion and the Living Seas and everything. But, like, the World Showcase is why I love Epcot.
Okay,
like,
that's cool,
because
though.
I've talked about before my love for model things.
Yes.
So the fact that it's, like, real places but fake versions of them is so amazing to me.
Speaking of model things, Greg said we still haven't gone to Northlands
yet. We gotta go to Northlands and we could do an episode on it.
I was just gonna say that. Your model trains...
Yeah. Well, John specifically loves the trains.
I know.
I just love the model.
Miniature world.
Like, if it was just a train, it'd be cool. But, like, it's that it's in a fake town. Yeah. That makes it very awesome to me, you know?
Do you put yourself in those towns?
Oh, yeah. I always imagine. I mean, like, when I look at my Christmas village, I just imagine myself, like, shrinking down little tiny and going into the village.
I love that. I would love to know what it looks like, you know? Because you can only see what's in those buildings from the outside. I would love to see
that. Well, that's why that Christmas movie, did I tell you about the Christmas movie? Movie where the girl shrinks down and goes into her Christmas village. It's like an Irish Christmas village. We just found it this year. It's so bad in the best way.
Oh, I'm sure you'd love that.
The whole time I was like, that's exactly what I think about every time I put out my Christmas village.
You made that movie with your mom.
I think I did. Except that it's like just like weird, like everything's super Irish.
We can make a US
that's
version.
The only part of it that like, there you go. But like, no, but it was a US movie, but that village was an Irish Christmas village.
That's so strange.
But I feel like mine is Hogsmeade, so it's technically Scotland.
It's even
better,
though.
So it's kind of like a similar vibe.
It's similar, but better because it includes like
and
magic.
Hogwarts
and Harry
in
Potter,
it.
Yeah.
So, like, because, like, in her village, she had, like, a house that was hers that she lived in or whatever because she'd, like, thought about it before. For me, I was like, where would I live? And I was like, Hogwarts. I'd live in Hogwarts, obviously.
Exactly.
Like, how cool would that be?
That's, like, I mean, that explains why I think we enjoy theme parks so much because it puts you in the, the world. It shrinks you down to this little person. And it
takes your fantasies
and
brings them to
exactly.
life.
Exactly. Wow. We're just making sense over here. Yep. We're just making a lot of sense over here.
Well, I've said that before. That's why I love the Wizarding World so much. Because it was like this world that I created inside my head reading the books. And then first, it was brought to life in the movies. And then it was brought to life in real life.
And nothing can beat that.
Exactly.
Nothing at all could beat that. That's incredible. Oh, what a good feeling. Yep. What a good feeling. Okay.
So another one on my list, actually... and I don't really even necessarily know how big it is, but it feels very big, is the dragon in Diagon Alley in the Wizarding World of Harry Potter.
100%.
It's
I wonder if I could
amazing.
Find that.
Amazing.
Let's see if I can.
Yeah, I'm sure the dimensions are listed, but just it being up there on top of Gringotts, which Gringotts, as in and of itself, I feel like kind of fits this too, because it's like this massive bank building that looks just like the one in my mind.
Exactly.
And then the dragon being on top of it that actually breathes fire, like, is just, and the details, like, down to the chain around its neck, like, the details are so incredible. Yeah. I don't know how they do it.
They don't, I don't feel like they have a, wow, look at that. That is, the
it looks real. That's what
that.
I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
that's crazy.
It's amazing.
I don't see anything about the size of it, but just the looking at it.
You just have to type in all of the words. That's how I do Google. I just.
Oh, wait, right here. I think I have it.
How big is the dragon?
Yeah. The accurate. I'm going through a freaking interview. So it tells you it's going to be in, like, the size of it's going to be in the interview somewhere, but now I just have to search for it.
Wow, this is annoying. Yeah, it doesn't just come right up.
Right?
Anyway.
Isn't that annoying? But yeah.
It's big, however big it is.
No,
it's very large.
I didn't even think about that. That's a great, that is a really great one that I, now that I think about it, I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, that is menacing.
I feel like.
Oh, thanks for following. I got another heart attack again. That scared me. I love seeing Rose shimmy across the screen like that.
I wish everyone else could see it.
They can.
Oh,
yeah.
Really? That pops like up on the screen.
Yeah, when they follow you, they'll see what we're seeing. So that gives.
Are we gonna get sued because?
Oh, absolutely
we
not.
Played that music on our podcast.
Nope. You can. It's a clip it. A clip it, snip it. Perfect. It's like if I played it on my phone for like 2 seconds. It's like nothing. It doesn't matter.
Anyway.
God, my heart.
I feel like the reason that the dragon isn't like my number one is just because you can't get that close to it. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, I guess.
Like the T-Rex on the Jurassic Park ride is like more, is my number one because it's more magnificent because you get so close to it.
Yeah.
But the dragon is so high up and far away.
Yeah, I think
that
that's
it,
why
like,
I don't
it loses a little bit of its like majesty.
I agree.
You know?
I don't think that's why it registered to me.
Can we kick that person off?
Off? Yes. Yes.
How do we do that?
Bye.
You can leave. We don't like you. Goodbye. You're disgusting.
How? I think the reason why it didn't register to me is because of the fact that it's not up close. Like with all these that I've explained, the animatronic comes close to you where you feel threatened
exactly,
by it.
Exactly, yeah.
That itself, I mean, yes, it's shooting fire, which is cool.
Yeah.
But it's still not
so far away.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It doesn't register to me in my brain that it's a threat. And I feel like that's where...
I understand.
I guess I always bring things to threatening, like some mechanophobia.
Well, that's why you would be
water.
Afraid of something, you know, because you're feeling threatened by it. So that's where the phobia comes from.
Yeah, that's
true.
That's
why I think I don't take it to that, and that's why I'm not scared of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree. I don't know why my brain goes to those things when it comes to, like, because I guess it's a phobia, so.
Yeah, that's where a phobia comes from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what happened in my life that made me afraid?
Nothing
of
necessarily
things?
Has to happen, I feel like, to have a phobia.
I guess,
it's
yeah.
It's just like, I've never fallen from a tall building, but I'm afraid of heights, you know?
That's true. I mean, I guess, yeah. I don't know, though. I feel like when I am, like, it's like, I don't know, because some megalophobia itself isn't necessarily just animatronics.
Yeah.
But we take it there because that's what we enjoy. But, like,
right.
Why are these people afraid of these giant buildings?
I don't
or
know.
These giant
I mean, I've
walls
heard,
and stuff
I've heard
like that.
It said before that people are afraid of the ocean because of its immensity. And it's just so big that our tiny little pea human brains can't even fathom.
Thank you for the donation. Sorry, I just was like, sorry, I just looked at, I saw that. Thank you for that. That other person was rude, so it overshadowed that. So thank you for your donation. Sorry, I was just kidding, like.
But like the fear of space too, like the fear of things that are just so far beyond you and your size and your like ability to comprehend. The size of something, the magnitude of something.
Yeah.
I feel like that's just because humans are small and soft and vulnerable
tiny.
And
so
could
little.
Be squashed. You know, it's just like, I feel like that's why we're like, it's just like hard for our brains to wrap around certain things.
Yeah, it's just so funny though, because it's like, you pick and choose. Like, remember, like when we were talking about submechanophobia, you had said that you don't necessarily feel submechanophobia, you feel, What was the phobia of the open water kind of thing? Like the dark depths of water. The thalassophobia, I think it was. I think that's what it was. It was like thalassophobia.
But yeah, exactly. It's like that fear of the unknown.
Yes.
That is more like gets me than the actual like object itself. Underwater.
Yeah. Got it. Yeah. See, for me, it's the object in something.
Yeah.
So the object underwater where you can't see it or the size of the object. Like I said, there's certain things like when it's outside of the water, if it's a small little thing, not a big deal. But when it's a huge, you know, animatronic, like the Jurassic Park dinosaur or the Yeti, things like that, that's where it kicks in. And I'm like, oh,
you know what? You know what I just realized? So, like, I'm obsessed with model things because I like to, like, imagine myself shrinking down and being, maybe I think that giant things are so cool because now I'm the tiny thing.
Oh, that's the cutest little thing, though.
It's like the giant statue's looking at me thinking, oh, what if I shrunk down and lived in her world?
Wow.
Comes full circle.
And then, no, it even comes more fuller circle because that's when they come alive at night and they think about all the people.
And I'm now the thing that comes alive, too. Like, it, like, all both things, you know?
I can't. I just, dude, that's not. Oh. You're ridiculous. But I don't even know where to go from there. I'm thinking
I had one more thing that I wanted to talk about.
And now I'm just stuck thinking about the dinosaur coming to life. And it's like, this is its daytime job.
Okay? And he's like, hey, how are you?
No, I mean, like,
what's up, bro?
He comes alive at night and he's just really remorseful for all the people that he scared. Aww. And he was just like, I just want to shrink down to your...
I'm just doing my job.
He's like, I just want to shrink down to your size and see life the way you see me kind of thing. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, these statues, they come alive at night. Yep. I swear to the universe.
Toy Story. Another great example of things coming to life.
That's what I'm saying. These movies that we were shown as children really just sculpted
our... And even like Mrs. Butterworth's.
Yes.
Like, she came to life.
Yes.
I tried to talk to her so many times.
Did you? She never talked back.
I would be like, I would say things to her like, there's no one else around. You can talk to me.
Oh my God. You're like, listen, it's safe.
You can hear me.
This is a safe space for you. Just like, wait, that was the what's that one? Oh my God, there's a movie, The Indian in the Cupboard.
Oh yeah, that's another great one.
That
always used to scare me though. I think I was like so little when I watched that too.
Bow and arrows at you, and that would hurt.
It was scary, I know.
I just think that this is the reason why, and we've talked about this before, in like the way we're supposed to see our lives, like success.
Yeah.
Also, the reason why we have phobias for certain things because of these movies that were made as when we were little.
Yeah, that
because
shaped
of
us.
Things coming alive. Mm-hmm. Like, Night at the Museum, everything in that museum came alive.
I know.
How does that not freak you out?
It was cool.
That was cool, but also how does that not freak you
out? I always loved the idea of, like, getting stuck in a museum.
And just being, like, a fly on the wall.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, would they be nice to you?
Well, some of them would be nice to you and some of them wouldn't be because it depends on what the character was, you know? Like, you could hang out with Teddy Roosevelt, but the whatever guys are going to come after you.
Yeah, Genghis Khan.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Genghis Khan. Oh, God. Okay, what was your next one?
Oh, I just wanted to talk about the two from the YouTube video. That were from
two.
That were from Efteling.
I want to go to Efteling so
Me
bad.
Me too.
That's a theme park that I did not know existed until I started watching more foreign theme park videos.
They talk about it a lot on Podcast
Outside
The Ride.
Outside of Disney.
They always say that they want to wait to do an episode like dedicated to Efteling on Podcast The Ride until they can go in person because it just seems so amazing. They want to do it justice.
Where is it again?
It's in the Netherlands.
Okay, yeah. I would definitely take a trip specifically to go for that. Because that theme park itself is on the scale of like a Disney.
Just the way it looks. Like, I don't, even if I wasn't allowed to go on any of the rides, walking through that theme park,
it's
just
beautiful.
It's so cool. It's like the coolest thing in the world.
I agree.
It's amazing. And how many animatronics and like everything is like real. Like, it's not screens. Like, it's not.
Exactly.
Everything is like.
It's the good old like animatronic. Yeah. Everything is an animatronic. I don't want screens.
I know.
I want animatronics. Like,
I know, me
that
too.
That is all I want.
And petition to get rid of screens everywhere.
Yeah, and turn me into the animatronic.
Yeah. Screens are okay when it's like the Hogwarts ride because it's a mixture of screens, simulation, and real stuff.
Yeah.
And like that I feel like is cool because it just enhances the experience. But when the experience is just the screen, like that sucks.
Nah, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. But so the first one that they talk about from Efteling is the, what was it called? It was a bird of some kind. Did I not write it down?
Oh, wait. I think I know exactly what you're talking about.
I didn't write down what it was called. But
I know what you're talking about. This ride, I remember it.
It's an, like, it's like a, it's kind of like a roller coaster, and they said that you actually feel like you're flying.
Mm-hmm.
And the part of it that fits the megalophobia is outside of it.
The bird.
When you walk through it. It's this giant bird, like the size of a skyscraper.
Yes.
But you walk like through
its legs.
Its legs.
Yes.
And it's just like so cool. And then, I know. And then you go on this ride where then you're like flying, and mm-hmm. it's like this really cool themed ride, and it's just so pretty.
Yeah.
So that was the first one, and then the other one was the gin.
Yes. That ride specifically, because that gives me, not only does it give me, like, Pirates of the Caribbean feels,
mm-hmm.
but it also gives me Spaceship Earth feels.
It also gives me, like, Supernatural, the television show Supernatural. There, I talked about the show, on, I think, on our last episode,
too. Yeah, you
too.
Did.
But there is a Jin character in Supernatural, too, so.
Oh, there was?
Yeah.
I didn't know. I gotta watch the show. There's so many shows I need to watch, but that's. Sounds like it would have been a cool
character.
It'll
take you the next 13 years of your life to watch the whole show, so you got time. But I still haven't finished the most recent season,
really?
Which is the final season.
Yeah.
I still haven't watched, like, any of it at all.
I'm sure you don't want it to end.
So sad.
I know.
So sad.
There was a Jin character, though, mm-hmm. for real? Was it, like, a big character?
I don't really remember. I just remember that it was in it, but I don't really remember, like, what happened.
I mean, in the ride, that Jin character is ginormous.
Yeah, so I don't remember being like that. I feel like it was different in Supernatural. But yeah, in this, it's like a giant. And they call it the Djinn.
And he's like hanging above you.
Yeah.
Which is terrifying.
It's
crazy. The fact that he could fall on you just gives me anxiety. Yeah. It's not even megalophobia.
And I think I remember them mentioning this ride in an episode of Podcast The Ride, too. Like, it just sounded familiar to me, but I don't remember what they were talking
about. I've definitely heard it mentioned in other videos before, but I've never looked into it. I just know that Efteling has incredible rides.
I mean, just everything. Like, we should post a picture of Efteling just so people who've never seen it before, like, can see how amazing it is. It's just, like, everything is just wonder. Like, I mean, they call it fantasy themed. Like,
that's incredible.
Just everything is so cool. Like, look at everything.
Whoa.
Oh, there's the bird.
Yeah, there's the bird. That's incredible. Look at that.
This is really fun podcasting for
so
you
no
guys.
So no one else could see it. We'll post it, definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
Disney
it's
got
just
caught on Instagram.
So cool.
Yeah, no. That actually, that one that I said, whoa, and I clicked on reminds me of the kissing.
Kiss, yeah.
Yeah, the kissing one. That is great. I would love to watch more videos and do an episode on that because that is just,
you know, I want to go to Efteling.
A dream park
very
outside
badly.
Of, that's like on the same level for me of like, if I had two places that I had to pick to go to outside of Disney World, you know, Universal,
mm-hmm.
it would be Tokyo, well, Disney World. So Tokyo DisneySea and Efteling.
Well, I really want to go to Denmark too. I have family there, first of all, but they also have Tivoli Gardens.
I never heard of that.
It basically Walt Disney like based a lot of Magic Kingdom on Tivoli Gardens.
Really?
Yeah, it's like,
ooh, that sounds like it'd be really
Natalie
cool.
went and she said that like we would love it.
Man,
and it looks it also like has like that
travel.
Really cool fantasy vibe.
Yeah.
Of like Efteling.
I really,
but it's less of a like it's not as much of a theme park.
We should do abandoned theme parks.
We should. That would be really fun.
Like, I would love to explore. There's a one in Japan. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's even better than Disney.
Yeah, so, I mean, yeah.
That is cool.
So, I would want to go, and that's in the same, you know, part of the world as the Netherlands.
Yeah.
So, like, we could do,
like a
Scandinavian,
exactly.
like
a little tour through Scandinavia,
yeah.
all the theme parks. That would be really cool,
yeah.
though. I would love to go there.
Mm-hmm.
That's, oh, my God, I want to travel again.
Me too.
I haven't been outside.
What is
the US.
Travel?
I know.
I haven't been anywhere. I haven't been out of New Jersey except for to Pennsylvania and New York.
Yeah.
In the last year.
Yeah, me too. Right. Mm-hmm. I can't think of what has happened in the last year. My brain is
COVID.
Like, yeah, but
We've
I mean,
been
like
home.
Yeah. So I PA and New Jersey. That's Oh, and New York. Yeah. Yep. Those are the only three places that I've been.
Yep.
Not that I should be going anywhere, but you know what I mean.
It just sucks.
That
yeah.
really does. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well. Yep.
So we need vacation.
Yes.
Take me to Europe. And obviously, like, going to the Netherlands/Denmark is a lot more attainable financially than going to Japan.
Is it? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. It's like way closer.
There is one in Japan that obviously I haven't experienced, but I've seen at Tokyo Disney Sea, which is the journey to the center of the earth. They have like a fire monster.
Yeah.
That thing is terrifying. I've seen that. I've seen videos of that, and that is, that park has some of the, like, I'm not, like I said, we're not megalophobia to structures as opposed to statues or animatronics, but the mountain that they have there, what is like a volcano, that shit is terrible.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's huge and it's so cool. Yeah. And I'm in my mind, I'm convinced that one day it'll really erupt.
Maybe it will. Maybe it will.
Oh my God.
Wait, I had one more.
Oh yeah.
And this is in California, but I've never seen it at Fantasmic in Disneyland.
I have. The dragon. I can't believe I forgot about that. I'm so mad at myself.
That thing is amazing.
Yeah, that was cool. That was really cool.
And it's the fact so that cool.
It moves around, it breathes fire. It breathes fire. I would be terrified to be the Mickey character playing like along with that in that scene because it's just you and that animatronic and that's it.
It's 45 feet tall.
Yeah.
45.
And breathing fire at the same time.
Exactly.
And then like, you are in a Mickey costume, like, battling it.
Yeah.
That is...
It's crazy. Yeah.
I can't believe I forgot about that one, because I did experience that. But I guess, like I said, it's also something that I'm not up close and personal with, so it doesn't always register.
It's like you're watching a show, you know, so it feels less, like, real than, like, when it's just, like, part of a ride and it's, like, around you. Yeah. Like, you're, like, an audience watching a show happening in front of you. It's, like, a little different.
Yeah, because when I'm on the ride experiencing these things, it's personal.
Right, you know what I mean? It's happening to you. Exactly. You're not watching it happen to someone else.
And it is coming very, very close to
exactly.
you. So I think if I was the Mickey character, I'd be shitting my pants every night.
Totally. I'm sure you get used to it.
I don't know. I really don't know. Like, the way my brain works, it's just will constantly be like, that thing is actually going to come alive one of these days.
Maybe it will.
Maybe it already has. Up the wazoo. I don't like that. Oh, all right. Well, I guess that wraps it up for our megalophobia episode, which I had a really, really fun time. It gave me those submechanophobia vibes again, and I enjoy that. I got to find more of these types of phobias, because there's definitely reasons why we feel the way we feel about
theme
certain
park
things.
Related phobias.
Yeah. Well, phobias. Is there a phobia of things coming alive? Inanimate objects coming alive.
Specifically, maybe.
Yeah, like, what's the name? Because we'll do that. I want to do that for sure.
Let's look it up.
With the animatronics coming alive at night. Specifically menacing animatronics. Like the dinosaurs.
And mannequins.
Mannequins.
I've always been scared of mannequins. Small world. And I worked in retail stores for many years.
You know what would scare me sometimes?
What?
Thinking about the animatronics in the Wizard of Oz part of the Great Movie Ride coming alive. They look at you, and they move up and down, and they don't look away, and they just look at you. And that is scary.
But, like, the rides like the Great Movie Ride would be my favorite ones to see them come alive, because there's so many characters in
there.
That's true. Like, that would be so interesting,
you know? That is very true. Ooh, the alien in...
Yeah, hello.
That is another one that's scary.
Sigourney Weaver.
Not big, though. It's not a big animatronic.
No. All of the animatronics in the Great Movie Ride are, like... human size.
Yeah.
Or smaller.
You know what animatronics did scare me, which they're not even big, but they're scary? The Dementors.
Oh, yeah. Those are terrifying. Forbidden Journey.
The Forbidden Journey.
A lot of those things are scary. And, like, the statue, the skeleton.
The dragon head that comes out at you on the ride.
Yeah. Well, yeah, absolutely.
That, too. And, yes, the skeleton
the
of the basilisk.
Yeah.
That is scary, too.
It's really
scary. And then the mouth of that...
The statue mount that you go through.
In the chamber,
it's really cool.
Wow.
There's a lot of stuff in that ride that definitely fit this.
I miss going.
Being on rides.
And going on rides. Let's VR it.
And like the cold feeling that you get from the air conditioning inside rides.
The smell.
Yeah.
The smell of things.
Like just like those small details.
Yes.
I miss so much.
Yes, being hit by the cool where you're like, oh my God, thank God.
After being in the Florida heat, whatever, humidity, nastiness. Yeah.
I agree. Oh, well, I'm
one
just
day.
Gonna go cry myself to sleep.
You know.
Yep.
All one right. day we'll be back.
We will. I will. All right. Well, I guess, like I said, that wraps it up.
Yeah.
Do you got anything you want to promote or say before No. The end. Oh, other than our own podcast, our own Instagram.
Follow us on Instagram at DisneyGothPod.
If you enjoy this and you didn't know that we were actually also a podcast, because this is simultaneous, we're going to stream our podcast while you can also listen to it on any streaming service, any podcast streaming service. It's Confessions of a Disney Goth Pod. Yeah. And if you want to talk to us more, you can either comment on our stuff on Instagram or DM us, or you can email us.
Catch us live on Twitch.
Yeah, that's the most important part. You can talk to us in live here.
As long as you are respectful. Like our first person who came and had nice conversations with us.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And other people too. And then you just don't be gross. That's all we ask for.
Be nice to us.
We're just trying to have a good time. Kick your ass. Exactly. We're going to have a good time. We're going to chat and freak out about inanimate objects coming to life.
Exactly.
But yeah, if you wanted to email us if you have any questions or suggestions on what we can cover, like I said, I wanted more phobia type episodes like this, please email us. DisneyGothPod.
Or if there's like a really cool, weird, like local theme park to you that we've probably never heard of that you want us to talk about.
Yeah, like we did Action Park last week. I mean, exactly. We definitely need to do Bowcraft.
Yeah. But like there might be things like that in other areas that we've just never heard of 100%. That would be really fun for us to look
remember
into.
Remember when we were supposed to go to that theme park in Lancaster?
Exactly. That place looked so weird and crazy. Dutch Wonderland. I still want
to
go.
I know. We should go. We'll go back to the farm and then we'll go to the farm, we'll take a train ride, and then we'll go to Dutch Wonderland.
We just have to go like just us or if other people who actually like care about theme parks.
Me, you, John, and Greg.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll be a nice Lancaster.
Just the problem was that we were going to be with other people who
that didn't enjoy it like we did.
We're like, oh, that's for kids and didn't understand why it was still cool.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Which is totally fair because we're adults.
Exactly. And for most people, they aren't interested in things like that. We just have this type of brain. So.
Exactly.
All right. Well,
Yep.
What was
Hashtag Free Britney.
I'm just gonna
throw that one in there.
I'm gonna end it there. All right. Well, this is gonna be the end of that. So,
hurry back.